to the award-winning team-building exercise Season 3. Yeah, the guys are running out of ideas for lists, so this season is gonna be pretty random. I hope they just don't give up and stop doing them. I think it's a great resource, but what do I know? And this month, we have the elite Martians. They have big brains. That's it. There's nothing really else to say about them. They creep me out, I guess. That's it. What do you guys think?
Welcome to the next episode of Team Building Exercise. This is Season 3, where it's chaos. Chaos reigns in Season 3. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm still here. I'm Coach.
And Season 3 is chaos, and this chaos day is Elite Martians. We promised we'd do this one, so we might as well do it now before the Dead Zone book comes out, where we'll have a lot more things to talk about. So we're doing Elite Martians. We're getting out of the way. People like the Martians. Rob.
if you have the stuff, you want to play it, you know, you should play it in Dead Zone. Why not?
Well, I have a lot of Infinity miniatures. Should I be able to play those in Dead Zone too?
We're talking about Mantic.
I have a lot of Loka miniatures. Should I play those in Dead Zone too?
Sure, if you want. I'll write rules tonight.
Loka.
Armor 3. Is that even like a thing?
It used to be.
I've got a lot of mercenary miniatures. So can I play them in Dead Zone?
Absolutely. I got the rules. I'll send to you. Hold on, Jack.
Jack already has the mercenary book. He doesn't need yours.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'll send it to you. Hold on, Jack. All right. You got it?
Yep. There it is.
Okay. There's the carrier pigeon coming in his window.
Do me a favor. Don't share that with anybody. That's just between us. We're not recording, right, Rob?
No, not recording. So, okay.
I already have the hard copy behind me, though, Coach. But now in PDF form, I'll be able to really scrutinize.
Well, I know when you're creating something in the bathroom that you'd like to sit down and use your iPad. So I figured I'd just send it to you then because you don't want to hand the book to somebody with an odoriferous odor on it.
Can I just say anyone who brings electronics into the washroom, I hold with a level of disdain.
Well, why would you wash clothes and bring like an iPad with you? I mean, I'm talking about when you go into the bathroom.
Why would you go into a bath with an iPad? That makes no sense.
No, there's a room with a bath in it.
There's a room where you wash your hands too.
Right, and it's got a toilet.
It should be called the piss room.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I know what you're talking about.
All water closet vernacular aside, if we could focus, we could get some lasers in on this, pinpoint.
Oh, no. This is the off-the-rail season.
I know.
So, Jack, you made a list.
I certainly did. And first of all, since this is coming out of left field for people, where can they find the version that we've used for team building? Just in case someone's like, oh, my God, where do I find that? It's not going to be in a book that, you know, people can get from Mantic or this. So is there a place where we got this particular list?
Oh, you could do what I did. You just ask Rob to send it to you.
We'll have it on the deadzonegame.podbean.com site. You can download it there with the lists. Or I think it's on Dead Zone Fanatics. I think it's in the pinned post. But I'm not sure if it's still there or if the link to it's still live. This beta has been around for a long time. This is the newest one we have, but it's only 0.2, version 0.2. So who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of the rules committee where this could be now.
If you want to get really, really like adventurous, you can go on to either Dead's on the Podcast or Family of Gamers 777 Discord, and we'll have it in there.
Ooh.
Fancy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that people could play along at home. If you know, just making sure you know we're all together in this. So
yeah.
There you go. So to make the elite list, there's only one elite leader. So I took the chief surgeon. His name's Goral, and he's worth 30 points to start with. Now, we usually throw this over to Coach when we're doing the elite lists because he just goes through what the splat does and everything like that. If Coach wants to take it away, you can get on getting on.
All right, man. Listen, sit back and relax because this is a long one. So like Jack said, Chief Surgeon Gorl. Not Quarrel, but Gorl.
He's a pretty Gorl.
He's a pretty Gorl. Speed of 1 to 2, size 1, shoot 5 plus, fight of 7 plus. Oh, boy. Survive of 5, armor 1, 30 points, and he's coming in at 3 VPs. He comes with a pretty good weapon, heavy disintegration pistol, range 3, AP 1, probes, range F, toxic. So I guess the probes are, you know, since he's a surgeon, he's going to probe for something, and he's going to hit you with that toxic, which – I don't know, man. I don't like toxic. We'll get to that. We're going to wait to the hate. Are we still doing that?
Yeah, that'll be at the end. We've okay. talked about toxic before with the last time we talked about the Martians, but.
All right. Well, and it still hasn't changed, but so he's attack 2, recon of 5 plus. Now his splat is a little crazy. It's the master of science. Spend any number of army special results at the start of the round. After command dice have been rolled to upgrade any of your science division troopers or science division specialists to masters of science for the rest of the round. One model can be upgraded per dice spent in this fashion. You can swipe out these models with the glow-in-the-dark models if you have them. Are there glow-in-the-dark Martians?
Probably from the original Kickstarter or something.
Okay. Once you have decided which models to upgrade, roll on the following table and apply the result to all models for the remainder of the round. Okay, so basically, you're going to roll one dice, and you're going to give it to as many splat guys as you have.
So each splat doesn't get a different roll.
Right. It says, once you have decided which model to upgrade, roll on the following table and apply results to all models for the same. Yeah. So you're going to take a thing. But now, it's not too bad. It's not like, one is not great, but everything is pretty good. But here we go. So I'm not going to say whatever. So the first one is teleport. Second one is disguise. Third one, you gain tough. The fourth one, the ranged weapons get invigorate. The fifth one, the ranged weapons get freeze. Sixth one, ranged weapons get shrink. The seventh one, the weapons get toxic. I guess that's melee or ranged. And then the eighth one is the ranged weapons get experimental, which I'm not too crazy about. But actually, the new experimental is not too bad.
No, there's only one bad part about it. Right? Yeah, you have to keep rolling sixes or whatever it is, or eights or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's really hard to actually blow up now. It used to be pretty easy.
Yeah. So it's not bad. You know, it's pretty cool. It's kind of kitschy. You know, if you get five or six guys – I'm sorry. If you get tech two, you're getting five dice, and you can pick either one of these, 1 to 8. I'll tell you what, not bad. Not bad, you know. Toxic, shrink, freeze, invigorate.
Invigorate. That's pretty powerful. Everybody gets invigorate all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine that.
Each other reactivating everybody. That could be pretty crazy.
That's actually pretty cool. And disguise is that's the only one we don't know, which is a model with disability cannot be target of an attack or score VPs by any means until it makes a shoot or fight action. If any model enters a cube containing a disguised model, a fight does not occur unless there is another enemy model in the cube, in which case the disguised model will reveal itself to support the fight. If a disguised model starts its activation in a cube containing an enemy model, it must either fight or break away. If it chooses to break away, it does so automatically without a fight test being rolled. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good, man. So basically you're a disguise. I guess that's remember when in the movie with the Martian in the dress, it's supposed to be something like that, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there was we talked about last time, there's a girl character who has disguise, right?
Yeah. So, you know, and this all the same stuff, freeze, shrink, is in here, you know. Shrink I'm not too crazy about. Freeze is pretty cool. So, but that's it. That's Gorl.
That's him.
That's him. Pretty good. It's a lot there, but not too bad. I mean, you're going to have this with you when you play the game if you're going to run him. You know, you're going to have the list handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just like the synergy between the Mantic's properties. They named this chief surgeon after the son from Walking Dead.
I was wondering how I was trying to think of a way to make that joke, but I couldn't do it. I'm glad you did it. I was like, that's a meme.
Well, yeah. Didn't I say it's Gorl, not Quarrel?
Gorl!
Gorl!
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about that because Quarrel's dead.
What? Spoilers.
Spoilers.
It's got, guys, it's been 6 months. Come on. Get over it.
Oh.
Stop crying in your beard. Glenn is still dead.
Oh, spoilers.
No. That's right. I'm going all out. The season off the rails.
Oh no. Hopefully that little girl still survived.
From the first season, yeah.
Who? No, she's dead.
Well, as long as like that old guy in the farm is alive still.
Oh, dead. Dead. Dead and about to be buried.
Okay, well,
I'm glad Shane's still around.
Well, then let's get to it. If there's no more distractions or anything, I suspect that any moment now I'll be able to move on with my list.
Without any interruptions. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah. No, that's what I was just saying. Thank you for bolstering my confidence in the fact that I will be able to sail clearly and cleanly through my list without so much as a hint of interruption. So my first, I'll start with my troops, he said pensively.
It's all good. It's nothing going to happen here.
What troops?
Okay. You know what? I apologize. I'm not being a professional. I just, for some reason, I'm just a little spooked and, you know, that's on me.
A little gun shy.
Yeah. And I don't know why. Nothing has happened in the past to make me, you know, shake it off like water off a duck's back and just, okay.
Jack, I don't know what you're alluding to.
I don't know either. So my troops, I took 7 science division.
Jack. Can you shut up, please?
So,
oh, no.
Rob.
Yeah.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm great, Boomer. How are you?
I'm good. I don't really know how to do these interruptions, you know. Because Georgie does them really good, and, you know, I hate Georgie. Anyway, Rob, I love you. You doing okay?
Yeah,
is Jack's treating you all right?
No, he's mean to me always, Boomer. He's a mean guy.
Oh, well, that's why I don't like Jack.
You better watch.
Hey, Boomer. Oh, yeah, I'm really mad at you.
Oh. Come on, I'm doing the interruptions. I talked to you about this.
No. Get out of here, Boomer. I gotta talk to them about something.
No. I know what you're gonna bring up, and don't tell them.
No. Jack.
Yes, Georgie.
Yeah, we all know, because I need relationship advice, and we all know that you are a ladies' man.
Only on the weekend.
It's a well-known fact. Is that what you're saying, Georgie?
And it's exactly what I am saying.
Are you saying that movie, The Ladies' Man, was based on Jack's life?
I don't watch movies.
No, sorry.
Yeah, come on, Rob.
I've only seen like one movie, and it was Warcraft. And that movie had a terrible portrayal of orcs and marauders and that type of stuff. And anyway, we're not going to get into that, Jack.
Yes.
Boomer doesn't like Rolanda and that other Hulk, and they left me. I don't know what to do.
Well, Boomer is ruining a lot of shows and or relationships and basically the sanitary conditions of any room he's in. Let me ponder that for a moment and just say, you're going to have to kill him. Just slide a knife in between his ribs, hopefully while he's, conscious and looking you right in the eye. Like when you look at him right in the eye, put your face right up to his while you're just sliding that knife in there. And just his last breath, just inhale it. Just then his power is yours.
Yeah, that's some good advice for him, Jack. I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that.
But wait a minute, Rolanda's gone.
Rolanda's gone.
That's very surprising.
Yeah, I know.
But the other Hulk, you don't know her name.
I don't know her name. Whatever. She wasn't worth it.
No.
Rolanda was, and if that other, you know, Hulk is watching this, I'm obviously joking, but if she's not, then I am not joking.
So Jack, other than killing Boomer, which I don't know if I agree with that or.
I don't agree with that either.
What advice from the ladies, man, should Georgie follow? I mean, there's two Hulks out of his life. Now, you know, you're the one who said that it was canon that two Hulks have to be in Georgie's life. So we have, this is a serious predicament. I'm just hearing of it as we speak live.
That is true. We have a whole elite list based around that dynamic. So that alone means we need to really just kind of fix this situation. So what I'm saying is a bayonet, just get on top of him while he's sleeping and just shh, start pushing that knife down slowly, slowly. Come on. Just make sure the realization hits. And then suck up his last breath. And then, again, that's my recommendation.
I don't know about that. I don't know if that'll help me get the Hulk's... The Jack, I don't know what to do anymore. These Hulks are gone. I don't know what to do.
You might have to move on to one of our other panelists then, because that is how I woo the ladies.
You are the ladies' man. I can't go. I can't ask Rob.
I wouldn't ask me either.
I would 100% ask Rob.
Well, that's because you're a hobgoblin, Boomer.
But what did you just say? I am not a hobgoblin. I keep telling you this. It's a skin condition.
He's not a hobgoblin. He's a Rob goblin.
Oh!
All right, Rob. No, you have to kick him off the show now. Kick him off the show.
He's Knob Goblin.
Oh! No! We're working blue here tonight.
I do not appreciate any of that. But Rob, I am a Rob Goblin.
No! No! Boomer, never say that again.
All right, enough. Get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah, Boomer. This is why I hate you so much.
Out.
No, you always have to do this. Why do you always do this?
Get out. Go.
Excelsior.
Stop it. I hate when you say that.
No, I can say whatever I want.
No, stop saying that. It's really annoying.
You're fighting outside the door.
I do know what our next shirt's going to be. It's going to be Boomer's face, and it just says Rob Goblin.
Would that be at Cafe Press? That Podbean at worldcup.com or something?
CafePress.ca/deadzonethepodcast? Maybe.
So that'll be the first shirt of a Marauder list without, like, the Ghostbusters crossing thing out?
I think we have Georgie. We have Georgie's face on a shirt. You can get the What Do I Know shirt.
That's true. That is true. But the Rob Goblin.
So, Jack, you've started your list. Please continue your list.
I'm just shocked at my advice for solving that situation. It seems perfectly reasonable to me, but
it's a little self-centered, I think, because you're getting rid of Boomer and Georgie still doesn't have his Hulks back.
Well, let's not dwell. That's a lot to unpack, Coach. Let's put that in the back burner for a bit. Okay. We got a list to discuss here. So
yeah, we got to put butts in the seats.
Yeah. So let's put some wigs on this list. We got Science Division Troopers, 7 of them. That's 126 points. Now, seems like heavy on the troopers, but I didn't see the benefit to going specialists because they're the same. Then you'd have to start buying the equipment. And other than the Frag 4, like there was one weapon I kind of like I toyed with. I was like, yeah, maybe not. And I like the Science Division Trooper shoots on fours with a something called a heavy disintegrator rifle. Range 5, not bad. AP 1, so we start to get some AP and knockback.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty good weapon as a basic trooper weapon.
So they don't want to get into the old fisticuffs if the brouhaha happens and they're fighting on 7+. But I think that and the fact that they've got the armor 1 is kind of like a theme throughout the whole army. So I think no matter what you take, you're kind of in the same boat on both of those. And they're 18 points each, which is respectable for the weapon that they've got.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's great? I'm sorry, Jack. You know what's great about them? As opposed to like the other troopers, they are not vulnerable.
And see, that is, I was just going to say, they're worth two VPs for a trooper. It's like, oh, okay, what's going on here? But they are, I think, above and beyond the most of the rest of the army because of that.
Mm-hmm.
They got armor, too.
Yeah.
Armor one.
The Martian Grunt has armor one also, but he's 12 points. Disintegration Rifle, which is a range 4 AP 1, shoot on 5, fight on 7. But I'll tell you what, for the extra 6 points.
Shooting on 4s?
Yeah. Surviving on 5s, armor 1.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, they're really good for 18 points.
Yeah, not bad. And knockback is crazy. Just got to remember potential damage for knockback.
The knockback is the icing on the cake, I think, for the there. Like that's the, you know, where lucky dice rolls will give you a little bit of a boost here and there. I'm not going to be relying on that or thinking that, you know, bouncing people off walls will be, you know, the end all be all. Maybe a lucky break here or there, but much like the splat. Now, these guys are all, you know, candidates for utilizing Chief Surgeon Garl's splat. So, you know, let the chaos, much like this show, this season of award-winning team building exercise. You know, there's plenty of like chaos potential. And then,
come on, Jack. I know there's at least 6 in there. I know something's coming. Come on, Jack.
You can probably hear in the distance what it is. There's that sound.
What's that sound?
You can hear
that. What's that sound? What's that sound? Yeah. Do you hear something?
The flying saucer.
Oh,
flying saucer. I went with the flying saucer. It's a big, it's going to be a bullet magnet. It's big. It'll be hard to maneuver around. I know all the problems. And if it wasn't for the fact that I wanted to have Rob pipe in the sound effect again, I would have went with the Stompy Robot, probably.
I'm very surprised you didn't.
Stompy Robot's a little pricier, and I got the 200 points on the nuts by going with the Flying Saucer. But I digress. So Armor 1, I thought, that's a little... Well, on the low side. But I gave it the shrink ray for 10 points, which I know Coach will be addressing in his soapbox. I saw it was already dragged into the town square on this topic. So once he mounts that, we can all sit back and relax and soak in the vitriol for the shrink ray. The second hard point I used, because both vehicles, the Stompy Robot and the Flying Saucer, have 2 hard points. The second one I did on the Flying Saucer is the Heavy Freeze Ray, which Coach said that he appreciated. So maybe we'll be revisiting the Shrink Ray at some point as well. But I like the suppression, and I like the freeze ability. I don't know. I don't of the 2 hardpoint variants that I like the possibilities I had. That's what I went with. So between the cost of the saucer, the shrink ray, and the heavy freeze ray, that brought me up to a model of 44 points. So that's my list. 200 points.
The saucer with all the stuff is 44 points.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty good price. It is only armor 1. That's the only problem with the saucer. But.
Yeah, the weapons are so reasonably priced and comparable to other things that I at first kind of blanched at the armor 1, thinking, oh, really? That's it? But I think that the agile and the hover, it would take a lot of practice to really get to know how to do it and keep it from... You know, just being a pinata, a Martian pinata. If they have the, Cinco de Martian, where everyone gets around and batters away at it. But yeah, that's my list. 200 points. Yeah, I hope it's different than everyone else's.
It's different than mine. That's good. Yeah. We'll discuss the things that you didn't take, but I think that's a pretty solid list. It's all science division all the time. You have to kind of do that with girl.
Yeah, I thought so, but you know, I don't know. I'm looking forward to hearing some counter arguments as to why what I did was foolish.
We'll find out after this break.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right, back again. Awesome. You know, I love them commercials, but I digress. We are coming back with the Elite Martian list. It is the Masters of Science Elite Martian list. And we are kicking it over to the guy who thinks he's not the Taskmaster anymore, but he's unequivocally the Taskmaster. That would be Mr. Rob. So, Rob, let's see what your list is. Is it different than Jack's? You just said it was, but that's some of that Canadian chicanery where I'll have to call shenanigans and grab my broom and bring it over there. But let's see what he's got. So what do you got, Robert?
Well, it is similar to Jack's because I had to take Chief Sergeant Gorl.
Gorl.
He's all right. He's, yeah, he's got his ability is pretty cool. It's pretty random, but all the things you get are pretty good, so you can't complain much. I also took Science Division Troopers. I took three of those guys for my troopers because they're troopers. And that heavy disintegration rifle is really good for your base weapon.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I did take Science Division Trooper Specialists because, as Jack implied, I did like the heavy blaster, which is range 6, frag 4. So I got two of those guys. So I got two fraggers in the list because I do like fragging people.
I had hoped someone would take them because I was on the fence. If I could have made the points work a little bit differently, but no, I'm glad you did, Rob.
Yeah, shooting on fours and now they're 24 points with those frags and 3 VPs. So it gives them plus 1 VP and 6 cost 6 points for those weapons. So they get pretty expensive at that point, but I do like having some frag in my army. And after that, I had 53 points left, but I only could put 52 in because I took a giant robot with a heat ray and a freeze ray because I thought that was poetic. One hand shooting fire, the other one shooting ice. The heat ray is range 14, AP 3, it burns, which is great. Heavy freeze ray is range 8, AP 5, and freeze and right. Suppression. Freeze takes away activations, and suppression knocks people down. So it's like, holy mackerel, that's powerful.
Yeah, so it's a heavy freeze ray, which is vehicle heavy, but it's not heavy.
Yes.
Yeah.
All that because it's not heavy.
Right.
It ain't heavy, it's just my freeze ray.
Right. So you got hot lead and cold feet going.
Yep. Giant robot, it's only 1-2 move, 5 shoot, 6 fight, 4 survive, which is nice. But it's size 4, its armor is 3, and it's 5 VPs with that weapons. So it's pretty expensive if it does die, but it has got 5 hit points, and it's got 3 armor, and survives on 4s. He's going to be around for quite a while. Mm. And that's my whole list, that's 199 points. So it's slightly different than Jack's, but yeah.
Your robot is the same robot that I did on my original list, my normal with the hot and cold blasters. And you're right, the range on that heat ray, oh, mwah, like that. What? On a normal size board, okay, it doesn't matter. Anything above, you know, say 8 or even 7 is, you know, really. But you expand that out. Oh my God! Reach out and touch someone.
Oh, actually, I forgot a person. I forgot to mention I also took Rex.
Yeah.
15 points. It's a mercenary, so it's unique. It's 1-2 speed. Can't shoot. Fights on fours. Size on fives. Size 1, VP2. Too many teeth, AP2. It's got tough, beast, frenzy 1, and toxic. Once again, another thing with toxic in these lists. It's like, when all else fails, throw toxic on them. But, right. Coach, you're saying this is a little dog of some sort?
Yeah, he's like a skinless dog with the teeth look like, almost like a buzzsaw, but inverted. So like his mouth is actually like a circle and the teeth are inside.
Mm.
So it looks like that. This is a weird sculpt.
I picked him just because, he was funny and also gives me some combat, fighting. Like nothing on my list. None of our lists will have fighting. I don't think unless, Coach did something really crazy, right. Yeah, so I had him to have some protection getting close in. So that's it. Coach, please tell us, what is your list?
Does it have
Chief Surgeon Goral in it?
I did take Chief Surgeon Goral, but I gave him an Energy Shield 3 for 7 points. And that's a bargain for 7 points. Because I don't really play the Asterians, but when I do, I take Energy Shields. Moving right along, you know, if you're looking at this list and you want to, you're making the list. The Science Division Trooper is your troop, but then the other guy is the Mutant Bug Handler, who's basically like tits on a bull. He's pretty much useless. So I didn't take any of them. What I did take is 5 Science Division Troopers. And now, Jack, I had to do it because the points were just weird with the rest of my list. I took 5 ammos.
Which, what?
Yeah, I took 5 ammos. I gave each one of them ammo. So I maxed out the ammo. I maxed out my common for these guys. So 5 ammos. Each one of them, Science Division Trooper with an ammo. The energy shield is unique, so I could take one of those, but I could take 5 commons, and I did. So that's 10 points right there, Jack. Can you believe that crap?
We're already, like, you're I don't know what happened. This is like going to an art gallery and just seeing like this the whole new perspective, the first time you walked in and saw Dadaism. Like you're just like out there. There's a box, and then over here is you thinking.
There you go. See, it's like I'm in my blue stage.
That's right. That's right. You're Van Goghing it up in here.
Correct. So, or would that be Van Goral?
No.
Ooh. So the next thing was the Science Trooper Division Specialist, Science Division Trooper Specialist, I'm sorry, with the Heavy Blaster. Come on. Range 6, Frag 4, and it's not heavy. You've got to be crazy. Although it's 1 VP, but you know, shooting on 4s, 5 up survive, not too terrible. You know, not too bad. With armor 1, I think they're pretty survivable. And like I said before, they're not vulnerable. So it's not a bad choice. So what I did was I took 2 of them, 2 Science Division Trooper Specialists with Heavy Blasters. And the reason I took those 2 guys and I did not take any Saucers or Robots because I know you 2 mooks would have took it. So they could make it different. And then I had 15 points left over. I took Rex because.
Yeah.
Speed is not too good. He's only 1-2, fight off 4, but he's got tough, beast, frenzy 1, and toxic. AP2 with too many teeth. So he's a force to be reckoned with. The only problem is he's size 1 for a combat monster. So yeah, you know, but what the hell? He's a hairless dog with too many teeth. So I thought it was pretty cool. So that brings me right on the nose to 200. Unless someone says otherwise, but I think.
Oh, you're talking about me? No, I didn't even check. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me if you got it right or not.
Okay. Let me see. Hold on. Let me add this up again and go over here.
Yeah.
Carry the 2 with the 4 and the 8 plus 7. Okay. Yeah. This. Yeah. 200.
I was certain Rob was got the abacus out during. Usually he does, but this is the new improved. I don't know improved, but the new different Rob. That, you know.
The free will burning Rob right here.
He's got his bathrobe on, his sandals with his socks on, and just a pina colada and a coconut.
One love.
So I only have 8 guys.
Oh,
9 guys with Goral. That's it.
Goral. Cool. Well, those are our lists. I guess that was pretty quick, but we'll take a short break. We'll come back and discuss what we didn't take, what we hate about everything, and discuss some other things, and then discuss what we're going to do next.
Yes, all of that and more when we come back to the award-winning team building exercise.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Hey, oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back to a very special episode of the award-winning Team Building Exercise. We've had some ups, we've had some downs. It's been an emotional roller coaster, and things were said. Therapy will be had in the future for all. But until then, until the therapy dogs arrive, Rob, let's discuss what we didn't take.
I get a therapy dog?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
And then I'm going to hold it down, and I'm going to put a knife against its ribs.
Oh.
No.
No. Way too much rib talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is Memorial Day, so I will be smoking ribs this weekend.
Oh.
You know about that, right, Rob?
It was some good stuff. Coach is a barbecue expert.
Yes, I am.
So, things we didn't take. The only two things we didn't take, I guess, are the mutant bug handler and the mutant bug. Right. This list has allowed Science Division Troopers, Mutant Bug Handler, Science Division Specialists, Mutant Bug, Flying Saucer, Giant Robot, and Rex. So between the three of us, we took everything but that mutant bug stuff. Mm-hmm. I think why would you take those in this list? I guess for some combat, but... Well, like you said before, the mutant bug handler is pretty useless, but to even put mutant bugs in this, you're going for a theme here. You want to maximize your command splats as much as possible, so that just takes up space.
Right. Yeah, I think you can go, like, instead of taking the specialist, take a few mutant bugs. But I didn't want to, I did that last time. I didn't want to do it again for this list. I want to make it a little different than the original Marshals we did. So, because I think I took 2 bugs in that, 2 or 3, I don't remember. But they are good, man. I love those bugs.
I just think that if you knew you were playing Martian on Martian violence, like it's just Martians killing Martians. You could stir the pot a bit by going like the combat route, and people would be like, oh, what the hell? But I don't think those mutant bugs would stand up against other factions if you're playing Dead Zone game.
Well, they're pretty hardy.
They're pretty hardy, but if you're not playing the strengths of the Chief Goral, I can see why no one took them. In another elite list or in just general, I could see their place. I'm not shocked that they would be taken, but here I think there's a certain theme that you can kind of stay in your wheelhouse.
That's it. That's about it. But for these Martians that we didn't take, did we when we made our original list, I don't think we mentioned the mercs you could take, though, did we? We might also talk about those now, because I think we didn't talk about them.
Well, yeah, we did not talk about them.
Because I think we thought they were part of these elite lists, but they are not. The first merc is Belos Bell. It's the person we were implying before with that disguise. She's got scout in disguise with a disintegration pistol. She shoots on 3s, fights on 4s. She survives on 6+, but still, 18 points, 2 VPs. That's pretty tough. Scout too. Scout in disguise, so she could sneak up and not. You can't fight her until she decides to fight you. That's pretty killer. Mm. Pretty cool. And the other merc we didn't ever talk about was Martian Dread. For some reason, Judge Dredd's a Martian. We don't know why. We don't know how. But he's 1-2 speed, size 1, shoot 4+, fight 4+, survive 4+, armor 1, 28 points, 3 VPs. He's got the same pistol as Belos Bell there, disintegration pistol. But he's got Rampage, Tough, and Frenzy too.
He's got Frenzy too, but no weapon.
I guess he's just punching people, frenzying.
I guess.
He should have a baton.
Well, it would be called a day stick.
There you go.
Is the judges carry day sticks, not night sticks.
But Rampage too, that doesn't make much sense either.
Mm. Yeah, no, that doesn't. But I think they put Martian Dread in because there is a series of Judge Dread and Mars Attacks.
Crossover, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe it was it was written by, you know, Mars Attacks, not by the Dread people. So therefore, they could use the IP, maybe. Yeah.
I think they're just trying to find stats for all the things you could have had in Mars Attacks.
Yeah. Well, he's in there. You know, 4-4-4 is not bad. Armor 1, you know, disintegration pistol, which I don't understand. But he should have like something like maybe an AP1 weapon or something like that, you know, especially Dread.
Yeah.
I think just the fact that you can say, I am the law, while you're running around the board, I think that's enough. Everything else is just icing on the cake.
See, I wouldn't say that. I would say the Carl Urban way, like, you're not the law. I am the law. Like, you know, I like his version better.
Yeah, you get Cersei Lannister with her jacked up face, but in my version, I get Rob Schneider. So,
you're not swaying anybody, Jack. I'm sorry.
I concede.
Anything else you want to talk about these Martians? I was going to say a derogatory term for them, but
you were going to racially slur Martians.
Yeah, but I decided against it. We're living in an age where we should not stoop to such things.
Yeah, don't be a speciesist.
Anything to say about the Martians? People, for some reason, love these guys.
Yeah. Are you saying about the models or about we're going to do the rules?
In general, anything.
Oh, all right. So let's talk about freeze. When a weapon attacking with this weapon, this ability, resolve the attack as normal. If any potential damage is caused, do not apply damage to the target. Instead, mark the target as activated. So if you cause damage, you're good. But if you cause potential damage, you don't cause damage, he becomes activated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, I thought it was shrink that you were going to – I thought you were now saying, freeze is great, and then shrink, I have a problem with. You have a problem with freeze as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too good?
No, it's like you either make damage or no damage, and he's – so say you want to kill the guy, and – You cause a lot of damage, but because you did the potential damage, that's taken away and he's frozen. I'd rather just kill him outright.
Is that the way it works? Or is it just no matter what? He's always frozen?
When attacking with a weapon with this ability, resolve the attack as normal. If any potential damage is caused, do not apply damage to the target. Instead, mark the target as activated. It's really worded.
It's written, yeah, I think it's just worded wrong. I think they mean that it just doesn't do damage. It just activates them. I think that's all it means, but he just wrote it really poorly.
Yeah, because it says, like, if you do damage, you're good. Oh, wait, you did more potential, now he's frozen.
Yeah, I think it's no matter what, as long as you do potential damage, he's just frozen. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But it's just worded poorly.
Yeah. I mean, if it just does that, it's okay, but I wouldn't take it because it's – you could just take a – they actually take the grenades, you know.
But
stun grenades.
My counterpoint to that is it also does suppression. So if your intention was never to cause damage and you were attempting to suppress a target that you maybe even couldn't even realistically do damage to, the freeze is like a boon. Like if you're using it to harass and
you're knocking a guy down and freezing and taking away his activation, so he couldn't even stand up.
you're you're definitely knocking him down, but you have to do potential damage to freeze him.
Yeah.
Right. And the only one who has the heavy freeze ray is the vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I'm just saying, sure, killing something outright it would be nice, but if you had never intended to use that particular weapon, especially with two hard points, my thought was I'll be suppressing all day long, and anyone who I hit that maybe gets activated, okay. Hmm. Cool.
Yeah, but also, too, it's 12 points.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, and also it's AP5, which doesn't matter if you're not causing damage.
But it's, does that help you? That's for the potential damage thing, right?
Potential damage, right. But yeah. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm AP5. I'm just thinking stopping a tank in its tracks, like a, not a tank as in a vehicle, but like a insert big buff model here that you had no hope of really killing.
Yeah, like he hit a stage one. He's not even walking this round. He can't even move up.
Yeah, but he's also got tough and, you know, 3+ saves. Yeah. So, you know.
Oh yeah, it's hard to do it.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, you could suppress him, but you can't. You know.
It's one of those things.
Situational.
It's expensive, but yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Okay. At least it's different. I like how it's different because it's different than just hey. We're just killing people. It's got a little bit of a pizzazz to it.
Right. Or it's just suppression.
Well, yeah. Suppression with little bones.
No, I'm saying it's not just suppression. It's suppression and freeze.
Yeah, that's right. And anything else?
Shrink. Oh, shrink. I thought shrink was the one that you were.
I just don't like. I don't like it. When attacking with a weapon with this ability, resolve the attack as normal. If any potential damage is caused, do not apply damage to the target. Instead, reduce the target model by size, model size by one. Models reduce to size zero. Gain the vulnerable special rule. If an injured model is shrunk, remove it as a casualty as normal if it has damage greater to its size after being shrunk. If the model size zero, model is shrunk, remove it as a casualty. So basically, if you're a 3, you go to 2. 2 goes to 1. 1 goes to 0. If you're 0, you're vulnerable and you're out. You know, basically.
Yeah, size one creatures get vulnerable. Size then they're size zero. So if they get hit again, they're dead.
No, this says models reduced to size zero gain the vulnerable special rule.
Yeah, so if you're size one, you get shrunk, you become zero, and then if you get hit again, then you're dead.
Yeah,
it takes a lot. Like once again, it's a nice flavor, but it does take a lot to actually kill someone with one of those.
Right. Yeah, but you know, you get on the wrong side of an 8-train.
Yeah, I just imagine you've got your Iron Ancestor chugging along, and all of a sudden he's just a wee little guy.
Yeah, that'd be kind of neat to have the miniatures for all the guys, miniaturized Iron Ancestors.
He'd be like a Forge Guard.
All of a sudden you're like, I'm bigger than you now. Yeah.
So, in general, how do you feel about these kind of lists, the Martian lists and these?
Are we gonna talk about Toxic?
Well, everybody knows about Toxic. It's just very powerful when it's not on a gas grenade.
Yeah, because it's all over this list.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much if you bite someone, they're dead.
Yeah, if you cause one wound, he's dead.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Especially when you're fighting like a aberration or someone. Yeah. I just killed you one hit. Oh, this list is really against plague. I find that this list would really
not today
up the plague.
I think this list and maybe the Martians in general are a whole lot of chaos, a whole lot of like way out there that's really hard to predict. It's too much. I wouldn't want to have any of the plague unless I was rolling like E-Rock. Then I wouldn't mind, but I wouldn't want to have any plague getting into my science division troopers or anything like that.
Once they're in there, you're in trouble. But then again, anytime plague gets into combat, you're in trouble with anybody. But
unless you're playing E-Rock.
Yeah, well, that too. The thing is, too, they're a little bit more flavor because you think about it with almost every weapon they have has a AP1 attached to it. Almost like a Forge Father, weapon, but the heavy disintegration rifle, which is stock for these standard guys, have AP1 and knockback. So that's not only are you going through armor, so you bring the Forge Fathers, all their stuff has AP1, so it's good against armor. But now you go against Plague, a lot of guys don't have armor, so it's almost useless against them. You know, they still got a good shoot stat, good range on them. But now with this, you're going against, let's say, the Forge Fathers. You have AP1. Also, you have knockback for the guys that don't have armor. So it's a double-edged sword. It's actually very good. That's a heavy disintegration rifle is really good. So, you know, it's an answer for both situations. All right, I might not be able to kill you, or my AP won't do anything to you, but I'm going to knock you back off a building or knock you into a wall or whatever. So it's you got a chance at double it. I mean, you do need the potential damage, but, you know.
I guess the real question is, does Mantic even have the license to put this out as an official list, or will it end up being more like the Georgie list where it's an unofficial list?
I think that's – well, it's – the guy who wrote this, Mark Smith, is working on it now. So we should see some new stuff coming out now. I think it's going to be the officially unofficial.
Yeah, just because I don't think they're allowed to sell anything Mars Attacks any longer.
Hey, listen, you're in your basement, right? And you want to play the Martians versus the Georgie list. You're more than welcome to do it, and you should do it. And then, you know, look at what you guys did. You did your what was it? The Unearth Intel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I even, you know, some of the stuff, I mean, I got a few mentions in that too, and it was awesome. But that's like a house rule, which is basically a personal FAQ. You can do whatever the hell you want, honestly. Yeah. You could do whatever you want with this. I mean, really, honestly, just have fun with it. Now you're coming to a tournament. All right. It's a fan list. You're not going to do it. I mean, because honestly, I would bring my Forge Fathers. They're all 2 points apiece with HP5 weapons. But that's my FAQ. That's what I do in the basement. But, you know, when you're not in the basement, you know what I'm saying? When you're not in the basement, you got to follow that path. You can do whatever you want with this. Go crazy, you know, play with it, change some stuff, do whatever. And then you can discuss it later. And, you know, that's the whole point of it, of this. That's what a fan list is, just that this was written by one of the rules committee guys. So, you know, it for whatever reason carries a little bit more weight, because this is the guy who been doing the Martians since the beginning. So, you know, just have fun with it. That's all.
And like Rob said, there's people like actively asking, you know, what about this, when this, you know, so there is an interest.
Yeah. So, I live with one of them.
So yeah. Your boy went all Martian on us.
Yeah, he did. And I mean, he's like, I don't want to say we have everything, but I think we're pretty damn close. You know, Shane gave us that robot, and you guys gave us a few of the stuff from your crazy box. I mean, we're up there. I mean, I'm at the point I probably could play these guys in firefight, you know, with all the stuff we have. And I'm not joking, you know, with the special characters, Quetzalcoatl and all them guys, you know.
Yep, so. It's good. I guess Yeah, like you say, if people really want to play it, they could play it at home. If your TO wants to allow it, when it becomes officially unofficial, when it finally gets released, it's that's fine by them. You might have some balance issues, but hey, if you want to do it, it's up to you. You're the TO. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
But I think official Mantic tournaments, I would almost say with 100% certainty, this will never be allowed.
No, because if you could take this, then Georgie's coming.
That's right.
Yeah. So speaking of lists, the potential lists, what is it we're going to do for the next show? We're kind of in a kind of a limbo situation. What's the dealio?
So when's the book coming out? End of June or end of July?
Well, officially it's coming out July 9th.
Yeah. So we have one more month. We have to figure out what we're going to do for this next month.
Why don't we do the super secret show next time? And if you want to know what we're doing, you got to tune in and find out.
Oh, God. Remember you said that just in case of emergency, break glass? He's breaking the glass.
Yeah, I broke the glass. I pulled the lever. No, actually, what I've done is under the tutelage of one of the greatest Oration thespians in the universe.
Showman, yeah.
Showman extraordinaire. What I'm doing is teasing the next episode. We're going to tell you to tune in, but we're not going to tell you what it is. You want to know? You find out. Jack, how's that?
I'm pins and needles over here. Yeah. My hair is standing up. It is. Yes. Everyone, next show.
Next show, dare I say, better than the award show?
Oh, bold statement, but not entirely wrong. I can't fault you for making that parallel. What we got planned.
And better than the first and second award show.
Yeah. Yeah, with what Rob had put together for the basic, the framework of what we've got planned, that is not an outrage. That's not hyperbole, not by a long shot.
Mm-hmm. And Jack, why is someone very quiet at this point? I don't hear anything coming from some other compatriot in there.
Because he said only in case of emergency. He said dire circumstances, do you get out that little tiny mallet and break the glass? And you did it flippantly and with disregard for the situation. Maybe in coach, in your mind, you thought this is the time we have to do this. DEFCON 1 happened. Maybe he disagrees.
I see it as like, I don't know if you remember the Wrath of Khan, where Chekhov reaches under the thing and pulls out the little joystick with the red button. He's like, ready. So, like, you pull it out, it's like, beep, and you hold it right there. So I got my finger on the button right now.
No, I don't really follow Star Wars.
Okay. You mean Battlestar Galactica.
So, guys, I just went to get a drink. What did I miss? Happening?
Yeah, we got it all in control. We'll fill you in after the show.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Well, until that show that I have no idea what's happening, it's been team building exercise, this one, the award-winning team building exercise.
Hey, Rob, can we do some selfless promotion here?
Oh, yes, I guess so.
Yeah. All right. So you got to go to Dead Zone the Podcast and Family Gamer 777. We are all giving away a bunch of Hornets. So you have the potential to win 6 Hornets, right? Is that correct?
Between the two of us, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we're giving away 1 on YouTube and 2 for our Patreon subscribers. So, like Jack says, you chuck in a buck, you get a better chance. And then
I don't say that.
You don't? Well, I heard it from somebody that looks like you. Damn it. That guy again? Fooled again. Between that guy and the Nigerian prince who needs my social security number, I keep getting fooled. But what's your?
Our contest, yes. Yeah. Jack, when does our contest end? Does it end like today when this comes out? I can't remember. Do you say the end of May or the end of June?
Oh, come on. This bit's getting real tired, Rob. Just tell us.
I was asking.
Oh, dear God.
See, Jack, anyway. I knew the date because I'm a professional. Look it up.
Yeah, it depends on when this airs the last Wednesday of every month, correct?
And I believe that's the last day of the month. There's 1 day. So you have 1 day of hearing this to either send us an email at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com with the subject Hornets and tell us what your favorite segment of the show is, including, you could say, team building exercise. Nobody has yet, but actually, we've got a lot of get rid of that coach, but he's here for now.
You know, it's funny. Get rid of coach and put me on the show.
Or you can be a patron, like Coach said. Our Patreon is you can search for Dead Zone the Podcast, and if you chuck in a buck, you get a chance to win two for patrons, one for regs. And if you're a patron, you can enter twice, have double the chance of winning. I don't think we'll allow someone to win two of them, but we'll allow double the chance of winning.
And same thing for us. We did ours first, and then Rob copied us. I just want to say that.
I'm pretty sure that's not what happened.
Well, that because it takes longer to edit a video. That's why.
Yeah.
Damn it. But yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
If you're listening to this on Wednesday, you got till tomorrow.
Yep, for ours.
And then if you're listening to this on a Wednesday, you got 1 week.
A week and a few days for yours. Yep. Yeah.
Now here's the thing. Ready, Jack? You ready?
Yes.
So I don't know if. You've seen, I know Jack is an avid fan of our vlogs. I'm very happy that Jack is, but we've teased it that we're going to do something special. So on the 9th, we're going to do a live stream and we're going to give away the stuff live. We're going to have a chat going and everything. So tune into Family Gamers on June 9th, and we'll be giving away those Hornets and answering questions and just having a grand old time. So check it out. Check it out.
Out. Excellent. Well, until the very special show next time, which may be no show at all, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm the guy who keeps trying to get replaced, but I'm staying here because I have a contract, and my name is Coach.
Jack, have you checked with our lawyers about getting out of that contract yet?
Iron. Listen, honestly, stop the crap, because Jack gets offended when you say that. So cut it out, Rob.
I don't want to. Yeah, Rob's getting hurtful, spiteful. That time when he took me camping and whipped me with a fishing rod, that's how I feel for Coach right now. Like, just
wait, you too?
Yes.
Oh.
That's my go-to move.
Called me hurtful, horrible names.
Yeah, just go out into the middle of the mud. It's all right. Yeah, you'll be able to get out of it. Don't worry about it. And then the fishing rod comes out.
Started using those epithets that he uses against Martians. It was awful.
Oh, terrible. It's terrible.
Well, Jack, you are a Martian.
I fight goblins.
Oh, hobgoblins.
No, I was going to like a... Well, never mind. There's a song, Martians versus Goblins, and it's a whole thing. Anyways.
And I've been Coach.
Well, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?